أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who recite this kitab, the Quran Kareem. They establish their salat, they spend from the sustenance and rozi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted them, both modes, openly and also secretly. And the entire reason why they do all this is they have hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His reward. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward them. And in response to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala confirms that Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant them the full ajr, the full reward. And Allah will also increase for them from His grace, from His fadl. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an and the people of the Qur'an. Allah says, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. And that kitab that we had revealed to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هُوَ الْحَقِّ. This kitab is the truth. This kitab is the truth in that it is the sifat, the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the kalam, the speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In it there is absolutely no doubt that it has come from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Every word that is contained in this kitab is the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is nothing that has been added on, there is nothing that has been subtracted or left out. And then this kitab will lead us to al-haq, to the absolute truth also. The next quality Allah ta'ala speaks about is musaddiqan lima bayna yaday. This kitab is a verifier, a testifier, a confirmer of those kitabs that had come before it, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and all the scriptures that had come before. This kitab confirms and it also conforms. It confirms that those are the kitabs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had definitely revealed those kitabs to the respective Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Thereafter, it had been tampered with, adulterated, and changed. That is a different matter. But when that kitab came, and so long as that particular Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who was the recipient and the receiver of that kitab was definitely the absolute words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second aspect is that it conforms that whatever generally, from a fundamental point of view, whatever has been revealed in those kitabs, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran. The tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contained in those kitabs and it is contained in this Quran. The nubuwat of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam is contained in those kitabs, it is contained in the Quran. Allah speaks about akhirat, Allah speaks about qiyamah, Allah speaks about jannat, jahannam. All that had been contained in those kitabs and it is contained in this kitab, and we will come to the conclusion that all this is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allah bi ibadihi la khabirun basir. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khabir. Allah is aware, basir, observant, beholding of His servants. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the qualities of the servants, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, according to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the various revelations, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds and Allah sees how they fulfill the commandments of Allah. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam left this world, this kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we made inheritors of this kitab those people whom we had chosen. This ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was then chosen to become the inheritors of this kitab, the custodians of this kitab, the people that will live by this kitab, the people that will die by this kitab. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a very great fadilat, a very great grace that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The word istafayna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for anbiya, Allah uses for malaika. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it, although to a lesser degree, for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Min ibadina, from our servants. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen this ummah, and Allah had chosen from this ummah people to look after this Quran, people to live by this Quran, people to practice upon this Quran, people to invite towards this Quran, people to propagate this Quran. That was the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who had been chosen by Allah Rabbul Izzat had been handpicked by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, from amongst them they are those who have oppressed themselves, they have wronged themselves. That is the one group. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ, and from amongst them they are those who are on the middle path, the path of moderation. That is the second group. And the third group, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, from amongst them they are those who have advanced in virtue by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three groups this ummah has been divided, especially those who have become the custodians of the kitab of the Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say with regards to these three groups, that the first group, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, they had made errors, they made mistakes, there were laxities and deficiencies also in fulfilling the commandments of Allah. They had sometimes embarked on the prohibitions, but then they realized their mistake, they realized their deficiency, they turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven them. And on the day of Qiyamah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ, then from amongst them there were those that practiced upon all the ahkam and all the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the compulsions, what we will call the farais and the wajibat and the sunan muakkada and all that, and they kept away from that which was haram. But obviously there were sometimes deficiencies in fulfilling the optional prayers, in fulfilling the optional things that Allah had given and granted this ummah, and sometimes they had embarked on the makruhat, those things that were makruh, but they continued their life turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a hisaban yasira, Allah will take an easy reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. And the third group, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, those who advanced. In other words, not only did they keep away from kufr and shirk, not only did they keep away from the makruhat, but they kept away from everything that disturbed them and distracted them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only did they practice upon the farais, but they practice upon the wajibat and the sunan, and they also practice upon the optional of deen, and hence they will be the people who will be granted Jannatul Firdaus without any hisab and kitab. So all three groups will be forgiven, all three groups will get entry into Jannat, but each one has its own unique speciality, and over there their ranks will be different. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is the great bounty, fadl and grace of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us amongst these people. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.